Jeannie Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series, empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle. Today is January 5th, 2018. I'm joined by Vice President of McKinney Flavelle, Craig Ruffles.
Hey, Mike. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, happy Friday, too.
Oh, my gosh.
First full week of January in the books, almost.
Yeah, I know. And some people are still on their vacation, coming back next Monday. Some of us work this week.
I think some of us that were at work were still on vacation.
I think, yeah. I'm not one of them.
No, not at all.
Absolutely. Anyway, welcome to our podcast today. Today we're going to talk about La Nina.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I like the idea. Potential impacts. There's a growing number of people that believe that La Nina will develop, and we'll also hit the sugar market a little bit on today's episode.
I think that's
first off, my predictions on college football are terrible.
No, you actually did pretty well up until this last go around. I was the one that didn't do very well up until this one.
That's
but
true.
I predicted the national championship. I had a feeling Alabama was going to be too much for Clemson. And what a Rose Bowl. I mean, whether you're a fan of Oklahoma or Georgia or neither teams, if you wanted to watch an entertaining football game, that was surely an entertaining game.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. And, and by the way, I'm up to 152 of my 200 candy canes I've eaten.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. 200 total that you had to consume. Now, do you have a date that you have to consume them by?
I think I can get her done by this month. So
I think you can. You know, good challenge to.
Yeah.
All right. You know, gym candy cane.
There you go. A lot of people at gym this week.
Yeah. All right.
So let's move on to La Nina.
Okay, weather events.
There's weather events, and as you know, there's been a lot of talk. I think there's a 75% chance that La Nina will develop in the next, I guess it's going to take another month to figure that out. But as we've seen in the past, it can wreak a lot of dryness, particularly in the United States in the southeast part, and really affect corn, soybeans, things like that. What's your take, Craig, on La Nina and the potential impact?
Well, as we get into the spring planting intentions will be the next major, probably fundamental commentary as far as crops, whether you're talking about the grains markets and or even sugar beets, as we'll get into sugar in a little bit. You start to then forecast out what potential production can be of offtake on that acreage. And the first thing that everybody points to is weather, as you've alluded to, is La Nina is upon us. Generally, the month of January sets the stage for whether or not there's a perpetual La Nina that sits and could create that weather pattern of dryness in the core Midwest and in the southeast of the United States, and see a similar impact to the South Americans, particularly in Brazil and Argentina. To this point in time, there's a high probability that the La Nina event will occur based upon all the people that are out there from the weather areas of the world that are talking about it. Whether or not we actually have the result of what happened in 2012, which was the last major La Nina event, and we saw the commodity markets go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
What was it? Corn went up to $8
a
bushel.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I think soybeans headed up there. It's close to $19 a bushel.
Wow.
Yeah, we had a real major crop failure that year. And obviously, a year later, things started to return to more normal. But we'll see. I'm still not 100% convinced we're going to have that kind of impact this time around.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, this year, last year, I should say, we're already into 18 and 17, you know, a lot of our customers talking about the corn market.
Yep.
Determining like, hey, should I book in $4, $3.90, $3.80, $3.60?
I know.
But something like $8 would be pretty significant.
Catastrophic. I think many people would be caught absolutely uncovered at that point. And then what do you do? So I think the statement that we've made to most customers with regards to their grains purchases and forward covering has been, look, in a market that's been trading in the 330 to 370 a bushel range on corn, really how much carry do you want to take?
Sure.
And what the premiums are worth. And if we're sitting here looking at 350 corn today, and as you go on out to September and you're at 375, you're still within that trading range.
Sure.
You know, you might want to take a little bit of coverage.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's better than $8 for sure.
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about sugar. How would a La Nina, or has La Nina impacted sugar production very much in the past? And what would be your thoughts on its potential effect to sugar?
You know, I think the beet sugar industry, there's certain pockets of the country that are what they would call dry farming, and they're heavily reliant on rainfall and the moisture that they would get during the summer months. Other areas are irrigated, so they wouldn't be as impacted by, say, a drought type of condition, although the water prices might go up and it might increase their farming costs. I don't know that yields would be degraded as much. I would predict that there would be a lot of consternation surrounding the supply of sugar from the U.S. cane refiner, as well as from the beet processor, and that could create some short-term bullish to price scenario, if you will. But, you know, I think in the past we've stated that I don't know that it would have that much of an impact overall on crop production.
Sure. And I think by the time it develops, you're already looking at the next year's crop, right?
So correct.
We do have some time. But speaking of that, 2018 sugar, it's been still pretty quiet. You're seeing the beet numbers in the mid-30s FOB. I think everybody's pretty forward sold, obviously, into 18. So not a lot of discounting, a little bit higher premium for cane. So I've much into 18 yet?
You know, I haven't heard any additional business being contracted for 18. I think the early comments that 19 presented maybe a few months back is gone quiet again.
Sure.
I don't know, Mike. You know, we're all about to head down to Orlando in about a month's time.
Oh my gosh.
We'll see everybody.
You read my mind.
The Sweetener Users Colloquium, which I will be on the panel this year. Gosh, you going to attend that or not?
I am. I'm going to watch you. You know, I was just going to say February 11th through the 14th, International Sweetener Colloquium, Ritz-Carlton, Orlando.
Be there.
Be there. A lot happens. A lot's discussed. They have a great number of panelists and speakers. You're going to be one of them.
That's right.
Monday, 11 a.m.
That's right.
And I read the little description.
What do you think about that?
I thought the topic of domestic sugar outlook is perfect for you. And I thought even better was the little commentary below, who holds the strongest hand in poker?
You know, I don't know at this point.
I mean, boy, that is talking about suspension agreements.
NAFTA renegotiation.
You know?
I mean, farm bill.
Boy, you got a lot on your plate with that one.
I know. It'd be fun to see everybody there and ask a lot of questions.
Yeah. Do you want to give them any hint on anything you're going to talk about, or should we just have them wait? Have them come.
I think they should come and see it all. You know,
February 11th,
be there.
14th, be there. International Sweetener Colloquium.
That's right.
And those that can attend, we'll cover a podcast afterwards with some of your thoughts.
I think that's a great idea.
Great. Well, that wraps it up for today. Yeah. Craig, thank you.
Hey, Mike.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
And I guess I'm going to go with Georgia.
I'm going to go with Georgia, too.
What?
I think it's more of a sentimental pick because I'm just not a fan of Alabama and Nick Saban.
Yeah, true. Well, here's to Georgia winning it.
Yeah.
All right. Until next week, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Take care.
That concludes this podcast episode. For more information, visit us on the web at bikini-favel.com. Also, follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter for the latest industry news, updates, and intelligence.